In downtown Tbilisi at dawn, the fishermen are not the only masters of their craft. This is the moment a family of otters is seen on a fishing expedition, an extremely rare encounter captured by a local filmmaker.
It was absolutely astonishing for me to find the otters right in the middle of the city. It's extraordinary how life finds a way to thrive in places where you never expect it. One moment you have them swimming towards you, then you film it, and then they're gone, and you never see them again until next lucky day.
The otters have their home upstream on this river island. Otters are a critically endangered species in the Caucasus, and they're surviving here in the only natural forest left in the city. Inaccessible to cats and dogs, and without climbing equipment, humans.
When we set up camera traps and took photos of otters here for the first time, it was a very emotional moment for me.
We find the occasional footprint, but researchers are worried.
I think the situation has worsened now. 3 years ago, we were seeing many more traces and droppings than we've seen this year.
I never thought I'd get excited about animal droppings, but here it is, incontrovertible evidence of otter poop, a crab's claw from a freshwater crab eaten from this river by an otter.
The island is virtually all that remains of the otter's habitat in the city. 70 hectares of natural forest and meadows have been destroyed in just a few years by illegal waste disposal and gravel mining. Local residents have fought a successful campaign to end the destruction. Now they want the area restored to its natural state.
I think it's a more sustainable way of investing money to have a result, maybe not tomorrow or in 1 year, but in 10 years. But it will be like a 10 times larger territory, and it will have like 100 times larger impact maintaining biodiversity and ecology of the city.
Researchers have shown the island is vital for Tbilisi's otter population. Plans to turn it into a recreational park have since been shelved. It's now a candidate to join the European Emerald Network of Protected Areas. There is still hope for these otters, and that footage like this will inspire their human neighbours to cherish them or risk losing them forever. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera, Tbilisi.